Get up. Nikki and Tamello when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
How's that terrible stabbing situation in the CBD?
I know. The footage is incredible. The people that helped out.
That's the thing.
Chairs, crates. I know, obviously, it's a terrible situation, but I love the picture of this guy on the floor with chairs over him and a crate
and
on his head.
And a milk crate on his head. I know. I mean,
it's perfect. It worked, but it's just hilarious.
I mean, as we know, there was a fatality and another one taken to hospital and all. But, the good news is the 21-year-old... it brought into custody when restrained by, like, just a random selection of bystanders. And I don't know if you've seen some photos of the dudes. They're all, very pleased with themselves.
And, I know. Good on them. They're heroes.
To be fair.
I would never, ever in my life think to stand up and do something, you know?
No.
Like, you want to, but
absolutely,
you're terrified.
It makes you proud to be an Aussie to know that, like, there are occasions when people will sort of come together and do stuff.
I think when they come together as well, on your own you wouldn't, but when there's it seems like there was a group of them that kind of looked at each other and thought,
let's do it. Yep, hats off.
And they possibly saved some lives doing that.
Who would have thought before yesterday that the humble milk crate could become an Aussie crime-fighting icon?
Aussie icon, the milk crate. More appreciation. What does anyone use a milk crate for these days? Not milk.
No. No. Well, when I was a single guy, it used to be furniture.
That was my armchair and my table.
And now for self-defence.
Oh, there you go.
And look, things are getting weird, really weird in Henrico County in Virginia.
Okay.
It seems many residents have been visited by a strange person wearing a television set on their head, like a helmet, right?
Right.
In coveralls as well. Yeah. So, like, in an overalls with a
TV on his head.
And who then leaves vintage TVs on their porches.
Oh, that's nice.
You kind of think so. I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know.
When you turn them on, is it like The Ring?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if
anyone steps through your telly.
I don't think anyone's dared to actually turn any of these things on. But there are apparently 60 people that have been subjected to this bizarreness. And we know for a fact what the person was dressed up like because of video, doorknob video action, you know?
Yeah, door cameras. I don't think I want one after watching lots of videos. There's been way too many creepy things caught on people's porch cameras, and I would rather not know, to be honest.
You remember the door licker?
Yeah, the
doorknob licker. That was about the most disturbing thing I ever saw.
Yeah.
Hours licking a doorknob. But yeah, look, and this is no more comforting.
No, I think I'd rather just wake up and see a TV there and be like, oh, kids.
Yeah.
Rather than see a man with a TV on his head. It sounds like a horror movie.
It does. At least... I can't think of any political motive or anything like that.
No,
or any point really. No,
it's just something to do, isn't it?
Unless this is what happens when a Teletubby goes rogue.
I guess they got it all messed up, didn't they? The telly went in the wrong spot. The mutant Teletubby that escaped.
This is the rebellious years for the original Poe, possibly. I don't know.
Poe's back.
Poe back.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Happy Independence Day to our Pakistani friends.
Hey.
Today marks 72 years since the end of the days of the British Raj.
There you go.
And the petition, as they call it. MS Readathon runs this month, right?
Awesome.
Next week is Book Week.
Yay.
I'm guessing working into that quite nicely, which means if your school does it, dress-ups.
Yes, dress-up. Mm-hmm. I remember those dress-ups. They were so much fun.
Well, this year's theme is Reading is My Secret Power.
Oh, lots of superheroes, I feel like.
You kind of figure that's the way it's probably going to go.
Yeah.
Although Secret can imagine maybe some
secret agents.
Zach Power is very popular.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
And the other big news, I guess, after 18 seasons, Dockers ruckman Aaron Sandilands is retiring.
Look. Good on him. He's had a great career.
He has, absolutely.
I honestly thought he had already retired before this year.
And then
I saw him playing. I was like, oh.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, okay. But hey, good on him. It was probably about time and he's had a great career.
36.
Yeah.
You know, he's done all right. He'll bow out after the match at Optus on Saturday against Essendon.
Oh, awesome. So nice home game. All Freo fans get down there and cheer him on for his last one.
I think it's fair to say he and his size 18 boots.
18. Do they even make 18? You must get them custom made.
You'd think so. They will be missed.
18. Anyway,
yeah. There's a thought. You reckon you got big feet?
No, I never said that. But
no. Yes, you did.
Nikki and Tamello's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That. Riddle me this.
Prepare for a riddling. Damon from Golden Bay, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, all right. We'll put you in the draw for a Learning Pod Science Theme birthday party if you can solve today's riddle, mate.
Okay.
Excellent.
I don't have eyes, but once I did see. Once I had thoughts, but now I'm empty. What am I?
I think it's my skull.
Your skull?
Well, maybe not your skull. I'm hoping...
My answer doesn't say Damon's skull.
I'm hoping you can still see and you still have thoughts. But a skull is correct.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our Lady of the Lamp. Nikki Parkinson.
Lady of the Land?
Yeah, that's right. No, Lamp.
Oh, Lamp.
Yeah. Which, like, makes what? As much sense, I think you'll find.
Neither way. Anyway, Alanis Morissette has given birth to her third child.
Hey.
She's posted a black and white image of her new son on Instagram with the caption, "He's here, Winter Mercy Morissette Treadway," is his name.
Winter?
Yeah, Winter. There you go. They also, Morissette and her husband, have also got an 8-year-old son, Eva, and 2-year-old daughter, Onyx. So, Eva, Onyx,
wow.
And Winter.
What a collection of names.
Very
that is.
Unique names.
Don't mind them.
Now, Troy Sivan fans, get excited. There is a chance for you to see Troy himself for free on the eve of his Australian... The first leg of his Australian tour, Bloom, here in Perth. He'll perform an intimate show at Aloft Perth in Rivervale on September 15. It's all a part of Aloft Hotel's homecoming tour, which has all the artists performing in their hometowns that shaped them for fans who have been there since the beginning. So wow. To attend the free show, did I mention it's free? To see Troy Sivan, you can RSVP at the Aloft Hotel's website until capacity is reached. How awesome.
I imagine that won't take long.
No, so get on there quick. Now, Eddie Murphy, he's set to be in a new Netflix movie. It's called Dolomite Is My Name, where he portrays legendary comic Rudy Ray Moore, who plays a uniquely articulate pimp called Dolomite.
Dolomite is my name!
Hey, you know, Auntie, I was thinking about putting out a comedy record.
Comedy? You've been a singer? A shake dancer?
Ha! That's real hard to break in. I'd do whatever it takes to get in.
Oh, he's back. What'd you do to your hair? You look like a pimp.
It's all pretend. I just created a character.
Come on, man.
You're true. Pull on that.
Oh, that's a wig.
That's right. Whatever it takes, I'm ready to do it. I got to be totally outrageous.
I love it. Eddie Murphy's back. The film premieres on Netflix this spring, so in the next few months.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.